Hi everybody, April here from Real Talk Tarot, and today I've got your May messages. These are general messages for Earth signs, Taurus, Virgo, and Capricorn. All right, so let's find out what's going on for the Earth star seeds for this month of May. Now before we do that, I'm going to pull some cards for the general overall vibe. Okay, so this is kind of going to apply to all Earth signs, or anyone with Earth in their chart, or anyone that's listening and this resonates with them. All right, they could be dealing with an Earth sign. However it goes, it goes. All right, so let's start out with these general energies for the Earth signs. Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn for May 2021, Spirit. Okay, we have the Ten of Pentacles reversed and the High Priestess, all right? So, Earth signs, you might be feeling a little lack here or are experiencing it for real. We got Ten of Pentacles reversed, and it has to do with your intuition. Perhaps you're ignoring it. So, maybe you know, this feeling of lack is not real, or you are not following your intuition down the yellow brick road here, okay? So let's find out a little bit more about this. So Spirit, what can we tell the Earth signs today about the energies that are going to show up in opposition or to challenge or perhaps an opportunity for the Earth signs? So your weakness, challenge, or obstacle is the King of Cups. So that's your emotions. With an Eight of Cups reversed, these two came out together. So this says to me that the King of Cups is emotion, and you're walking away from emotion. It feels to me like you really just don't even want to deal with that right now. You're not able to face it, process it, balance it. Although the King of Cups upright is balanced emotions, perhaps you are balancing your emotions, and you're going to stay instead of walking away. All right, that feels like what's happening here. All right, so let's find out what's in your strength or assistance energies here. Let's find out what that's about. What is coming in to assist the Earth signs with this energy? Who's going to assist, facilitate, inspire, help the star seeds of Earth? Please, Spirit. Thank you, Spirit. Lovers and the Five of Pentacles, which is a sign of being left out in the cold. So if you've had an emotional challenge here and you felt left out in the cold from a union, it might not be over yet. Like, I'm not sure the fat lady has sung on this, because it feels to me like, you know, the lovers are going to come in to bring you in out of the cold. Some loving relationship, some supportive energy. Okay? That's coming in to assist you. All right, now the advice. So, Spirit, what would you tell the Earth signs What advice, guidance, message of healing, even a warning? Okay, advice. We have the Page of Pentacles. And this is a student, okay? This is somebody who's still learning. And the Two of Cups. All right? So, wow, Earth signs, I think you might be giving yourself or someone else a break because you understand that whatever you've gone through was to teach you a lesson about love. And not only a relationship you have with others, but more importantly with yourself. All right? So I'm feeling that very strongly. All right. Now, having said all that, now I'm going to pull a card, or more should they fall that way, for each of the star seeds to find out just a little bit more. We're going to give an additional message here. So let's start with Taurus. So Spirit, what is the advice or message for Taurus? What is the advice or message for the star seed of Taurus? What is the message? Okay, well, you have a lot of cards just came out. You have the Ten of Wands, which is a burden. The Magician reversed, which is head games, manipulation. Okay. The Ace of Wands reversed. So, Oh, I see. You're burdened by this realization that you had so much to learn about love, or your partner, or how you relate to others in general. Okay? You have a Nine of Pentacles here also, but I think, I really feel like that's what's, it may be some type of burden for you. To be able to be strong enough in relationship with someone. All right. I think you're finding it difficult in May to relate, to understand, to even meet anyone in the middle ground, because if you're in the Magician reversed energy, you know, you might still be in your ego. So if that's the case, you know, that's definitely a burden, and it is creating a delay in your pentacles, your Nine of Pentacles. All right. So let's find out what's going on for Virgo. Spirit, what are your messages for the Earth Seeds of Virgo, please? What are the messages for Virgo? What do you have? What do you have to say to Virgo for the month of May? We have two cards. Oh, I'm sorry, three. And they popped out together. I'm taking them. Knight of Swords reversed. Seven of Swords. And Strength. Okay. So, the Seven of Swords could be a card of opportunity, but it could also be a deceit. Someone looking over their shoulder. That was in reverse, okay? You had the Knight of Swords, and that's someone bringing something to a quick and speedy end. So, and you have the Strength card. So you might need strength here, Virgo, to overcome this deceit, or to obtain a wish or a hope or a desire. All right? There's going to have to be some... You've been delaying here, because this is in reverse. The action has been delayed, all right? And it's taken you strength to either delay the situation yourself or to endure the delay. And that's been, again, if we go back to the original read, that's because you're not listening to your intuition. About certain opportunities, okay? I hope that made sense. I don't... Knight of Swords. Yeah, that's... That's kind of putting a halt to things. Maybe you've put your plans on hold, okay? Or your feelings, even. That could be it. And it's taking you it's draining to do this. It could be draining you. But you're very strong, Virgo, so I have no doubt that you, if anyone, can do it. But that might just be the energy. So if you feel yourself a little drained or tired in May, this could be an underlying issue here. All right? And finally, let's get to Capricorn. Spirit, what messages would you tell Capricorn? All right, you had two cards come out. You have the Tower reversed and the Six of Cups. So there's a delay and an ending here. Because you're thinking about the past. I think you're still thinking about the past, and you're still in your feelings. You got a King of Cups up here with the Eight of Cups reversed. So you haven't really, you have not let go entirely of some feelings, okay? It has to do with childhood memories, too. So, I mean, not necessarily a person from your past, although it could be more of an experience you had that kind of shaped your belief about things now. But you're trying to avoid an ending, all right? It seems like in May you are trying to avoid an ending. And again, that's blocking your intuition and creating this lack. So if you're fearful of giving up a situation, you know, maybe for financial reasons, you know, I don't know. I think Spirit would like you to see that you're going to be okay no matter what, all right? You have the resources. That's, you know, being happy. Happy house, the Six of Cups. You don't necessarily need to delay this ending. Maybe this ending has to happen so that you can receive that Six of Cups, all right? Okay, so that's what I have for you, Earth Signs. I hope you enjoyed this reading. I invite you back again. And as always, stay blessed, and stay tuned.